The sounds of the bell tower of the Cathedral of the Assumption have echoed throughout downtown Louisville for many, many years, keeping time, giving warning of tragedy or attack, announcing celebration for weddings or mourning and rejoicing for funerals, and calling for prayers and worship. The bell tower's large bell weighs more than 4,000 pounds and was given by the Bishop of Mexico, Monsignor Albastida. The bell is named La Purissima. Translated, it means the most pure.
The tower, when it was completed, was the tallest spire in North America.
Just about the same height, maybe a tiny bit taller than Trinity Church, New York. And even then, they were very proud of that height, perhaps being the tallest church in America. In 1869, there was a total eclipse of the sun, and this was a place that many, many people climbed up with appropriate instruments to study the sun during its eclipse. Also during the Civil War, through legend, always said to be the place that sentries watched for troop movements around the city. Louisville was a cauldron of spies and all sorts of activities during the Civil War, and this was the highest place in the city, and so naturally they would go up into this bell tower to look for troop movements during the war.
Former pastor of the cathedral, Reverend J. Ronald Knott.
And during my time as pastor of the cathedral, it was the home of one of the street people who enjoyed breaking into the property. Archbishop Kelly used to tell me that he would hear organ music during the night. My own mind thought he was maybe losing it a little bit. We found out later that indeed the young man who was living in the tower was playing the organ during the night.
Parishioner Tim Toms.
Well, I can tell you, I was in the steeple one evening. I was actually on the level above the bells. The bells started to toll, and I dropped to my knees, covered my ears as the bells were ringing. They were so loud, I was laughing my way all the way through it. Even after the bells stopped ringing, I could hear them in my ears.
The story of Bloody Monday is a fascinating and interesting part of Louisville's history. To listen to the story of Bloody Monday, enter in 500.